Well, hey, good Sunday morning to you. It is on July 26th, the year is 2015. Sean Harris here from Fayetteville, North Carolina at Berean Baptist Church. We're about 20 minutes out from our 8:30 preaching service in which we're looking at how false teachers exploit the spirit of greed found in all sinful men. I'll give you some examples of that in the sermon. I'm going to talk about Creflo Dollar. I'm going to talk about Bishop David over in Nigeria, and then I'm going to talk about what the Bible has to say about greed. We're going to do it from 2 Peter chapter number 2, verses 1, 2, and 3. But for this morning, let's look at Christians and Muslims gang up on Franklin Graham. This is coming to us from charismanews.com. An evangelical pastor from Texas joined American Muslims Thursday, July 23rd, in denouncing recent anti-Muslim comments by evangelist Franklin Graham as they announced upcoming efforts to build bridges between their religious communities. So let's get this straight. This preacher is evangelical, is how he's being classified, and yet he's building bridges to people that, according to the classification evangelical, he believes that they're going to hell without Christ. In response to the killing of five service members in Chattanooga, Tennessee, last week, Graham, son of evangelical leader Billy Graham, wrote on Facebook that the U.S. should bar Muslims from immigrating. Now, what's interesting about that perspective is that most of these Muslims that are doing these things, most is a generalization, but sufficient to say, they're homegrown. They're being radicalized here. Now, that is not to say that we can't have another conversation about whether we should be bringing into our country those to whom seek to destroy it. And not all Muslims seek to destroy it, but clearly those associated with a fundamental radical aspect do. You know, we would not bring Nazis into America in World War II. That's just what we did not do. We kind of thought that that might be to our disadvantage as a nation state. The Texas preacher writes, I was so sad when I read Facebook postings of Franklin Graham. Bob Roberts Jr., pastor of Northwood Church in Keller, Texas, said Thursday at a gathering on Capitol Hill, this is not evangelical and even less evangelistic. I want American Muslims to think I don't want American Muslims to think we fear them or that they are our enemies. Roberts went on to describe the contributions of American Muslim community to protect the rights of Christians in Pakistan. Leaders from the All Dulles Area Muslim Society, the Islamic Society of North America, and the Muslim Public Affairs Council, among others, at the event expressed their condolences to the deceased service members' families and highlighted the widespread denunciation of the shooting from within the American Muslim community. These violent acts are unjustifiable and are a gross violation, especially on the 30th day of Ramadan, the ISNA president said. This is known as a month of charity, a month of mercy, a month of forgiveness. This isn't the first time Muslim leaders, Roberts, and other evangelical pastors have collaborated. After the 9/11, Roberts brought together a group of 12 evangelical ministers and 12 imams. He is organizing an October 22nd conference of imams and evangelical pastors to strengthen ties between the groups at the First Baptist Church of Glen Arden in Southern Maryland. All right, so what are we to make of all this? There are basically a couple ideas here. All right, so should we be nasty to American Muslims? The answer to that question is obviously no. Should we be building bridges in joint conferences with them? Now, that becomes an incredibly problematic idea, and the reason for that is I would simply suggest to you that light and darkness doesn't go together, that we should not have fellowship with those whom we see as on their way to hell. Now, wait a minute. Then how do I evangelize them? Well, there is a difference between building personal relationships with Muslims in an effort to bring them to Christ and holding joint conferences with them in an effort to legitimize their faith entity. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do I think that we ought to develop relationships with Muslims as God brings them providentially into our lives? The answer is yes. Do I think that we ought to send missionaries to Muslim countries in order to bring them to Christ? The answer is yes. We support missionaries in North Africa with that intent. We are sending Joey Kellett out from among us to evangelize the lost in Thailand, some of which may include Muslims. But that is quite different than bringing 12 imams into Berean Baptist Church and holding joint relationships in order to better understand the differences between our faith groups. In the end, if he's evangelical, then he believes that they're going to hell because they don't have Christ. And yet, when you legitimize that their perspective by standing with them in front of cameras and joint appearances, then in the end, it's difficult to imagine how they think that you believe they need to come to Christ when you, in fact, are embracing their religion as a valuable contribution to American society. And it's difficult to suggest that something that comes out of the pit of hell is a legitimate contribution to American society. And so therein lies the problem. So while I'm not sure that I would agree wholeheartedly with Graham, I think he makes a valid point with regard to monitoring immigration a little bit more closely. And I would suggest that I'm not sure the pastor from Texas at Northwood Church is in fact evangelical in his understanding. But again, that's criticizing him without getting his opinion. But I do think it's problematic that he has these joint conferences. I think it's not any less problematic than what Rick Warren is doing, and it's not any less problematic than what is happening with Christians and Mormons more frequently to our disadvantage. Our disadvantage in the sense of helping them understand that we don't see them as part of Orthodox Christianity. Those are my thoughts. What are yours? Post a comment. Join the discussion. Have a great day. We'll see you in the Lord's house. And check out our sermons from 2 Peter as time would permit. Have a great day.